This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, you are on Bump and Beyond and with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we are talking parenting. And as a parent, you know I'm a parent. My kids are now already 10 and 13, soon 11 and 13. My 13-year-old son is literally as tall as what I am. That is a very, very scary thought. And I can remember when he was a baby that he could fit like literally on my legs, on my lap. And it's so crazy to think that now how tall he is. And for those of you that don't know, I'm not a short person. I'm 182. I am really tall. So it is insane to think my 13-year-old is as tall as what I am. And at one point, he like so snugly fit on my lap. And I want to reminisce on that baby age a little bit today as well, because it's such a brief period of time in their life. But there are certain things I know that, as with babies, that, you know, there's certain things that you can choose, you know, like the type of cot, you know, like some things are necessary and some things are an add-on or a benefit to your life and can make it easier. But certain things are necessary. One of those things are diapers. It is inevitable that you're going to use and I mean, I'm using the word crap load on purpose because mind the pun, they're going to use a lot of diapers. And Oscar was one of those kids as well, or babies, that he literally drank milk and then afterwards he pooped. So he had about, I would say, like 8 to 13 nappies that he went through in the beginning per day. So I don't even want to go make that calculation of how many nappies and how many packs of nappies that I used in the beginning. Again, my kids are 10 and 13, so cloth nappies only just started, I feel, when I'm sure there was cloth nappies, those really great ones our parents used, like that had to be so white, and I'm very sure those existed already 10 years ago. And so sure, there was some kind of cloth nappy, but it wasn't something that I feel was, a given or something that you easily got, and not a lot of it. It was only those hippie green parents that used it. And actually, I'm one of those. I'm super green and we are super into recycling and saving the environment. And that's what my discussion is about today, is like, looking at alternatives, because in the end, like I said, you're going to be using a lot of diapers. And we need to start thinking, because if I remember correctly, a disposable nappy takes something like 100 years to get, like, to decompose or whatever. I mean, that's longer than my actual lifetime. So imagine the heap of disposable nappies we have created already. It's horrible. So on that side, it's also beneficial, but more to talk about it, because I don't know that much about it because I didn't use any of these cloth nappies, unfortunately. I should have. And I want to educate you so that more of us use these cloth nappies. So to help me talk about it is the founder of Pukkaloki, Karen van Vieren. Hello, Karen. Thank you for joining me.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that you also had to use a lot of nappies and then you realize, what was the reason? Tell me, what was the reason for Pukkaloki?
Okay. So yeah, my kids are far out of nappies now. I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. So those days are long gone, but not really, because now I own a cloth nappy company. And I think, when I was pregnant with my first child, I was a bit of a hippie in my youth. maybe that's why. I mean, I've always been environmentally aware of the amount of waste that human beings create, and particularly children. I mean, children are probably the biggest carbon footprint that you could ever produce, really. Not that that makes it bad, but I think us as parents, we have choices now these days. And one of the choices that was available to me even 9 years ago were modern cloth nappies. And so I just started to look into it, and I was lucky enough that my mom taught me how to sew. I had her old machines in the garage, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to try and make some. They don't look that difficult. And that's what I did while I was pregnant. And I thought to myself, you know what? This is a wonderful business idea. Maybe other people would also be interested. And I did a lot of research. And back then, I mean, I say back then, 9 years doesn't seem that long ago, but I guess it is. But in 9 years, the modern cloth nappy industry in South Africa has really increased compared to what it was. There were only a few companies around, and now there's a lot more. And yeah, I mean, it just literally went from there. I started making the nappies and did my research, and yeah, the business was born. And I used to sew all the nappies on my dining room table and sell them on Facebook, and then we started a website, and yeah, here we are 9 years later, still saving the world one nappy at a time.
I love that. And I mean, I do like, and I mean, I very tongue in cheek said hippie parents. Because again, I'm on the same bandwagon of like being very acutely aware of the waste that we are creating, especially, and I mean, even just the amount of clothes as well that children go through. I don't know if it gets started on that side of how much, and I mean, such a short period of time that they change clothing, and we are buying because they look so cute in this outfit and this outfit and this outfit. So don't even get me started on that bandwagon. But it is a reality, and I think that's one part of it, definitely. But I mean, the other bigger part for me is also the, again, you're going through a lot of nappies. So
it's huge.
Education as well, obviously, of having these. But I mean, let's start with that. Let's start with the question of why would you rather choose? Is it just a green type of thing? A cloth nappy over disposable nappy.
I think, you know, people do cloth nappies these days for lots of different reasons. There's obviously the environmental reason. You know, the sheer amount of waste that is generated by one child. The research shows that in the weight of the disposable nappies, you're looking at just under 1 ton of waste. It's about 960 kilograms.
That's a lot.
Which is, like, I mean, if you actually had to picture that in numbers of elephants, it is really a huge amount of waste that gets poured into the earth, and that's just one child. So I think a lot of people, like myself, don't want to throw things in a bin, buy something once and throw it away after, I mean, you use it for what, 2 hours, 3 hours at the most, during the day at least. So I think there's the environmental reason that people want to use cloth. Obviously, the nappies are reused over and over again. If you choose a good quality nappy like Pukuluki, I mean, these nappies, there's such a high resale value as well. So you can use them through, I mean, some people have 3 kids, some people have 4 kids. You can use the nappies for 4 children, and then you can still resell them because they're in good nick. So you can, you can get a little bit of money back. So the reusability and the environmental aspects, I think, is one of the biggest. But then again, some people don't care about the environment and literally just want to save money. They don't have the money to spend on disposables, given it costs around, these days you're looking at between 30 and 35,000 rands worth of disposables on one child. So let's say you have 2 children, that's 60,000 rand. I mean, like, it's such an enormous amount of money. And I think people are waking up to that. They sit and do the maths. The figures are out there. We educate people on what they're going to spend on disposables. And, you know, you can buy a couple of sets. You need 2 sets of cloth nappies. You're looking at spending between 10 and 12,000 rand. And that's for both your children, all 3 of your children, compared to, what, 60, 70, 80 grand if you have 3 children. And then again, you can also resell them and get a bit of that money back. So that is really, really attractive for a lot of people, the amount, just the sheer amount of money that is saved. Another reason people choose cloth nappies is chemicals. You know, the chemicals in cloth nappies are horrendous. And disposable nappies, sorry, are horrendous. And according to a lot of articles that I've read, disposable nappy companies don't actually have to list all the ingredients that they put in their disposable nappies. But we actually wrote an article recently, and I mean, there's all sorts of chemicals in there. And that is, a lot of people don't realize this, but that is the main reason for nappy rash these days, and the use of the huge use of creams. And it's because a lot of disposable nappies cause rashes. It's got nothing to do with wee. It's got nothing to do with anything else.
Interesting. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, the harsh. I get sent, I get a lot of moms messaging me with photos of rashes, and it's always from disposable nappies. Yeah.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and it is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And today we're talking specifically about cloth nappies, the benefits of it, why you would want to use it. And I'm speaking to the founder of Pokaloki, Karen van Vieren, about this, because she is obviously the most knowledgeable person. She actually makes these, or she's, I don't know, she still personally makes them. I assume not.
No.
Probably has a team of people who are making them.
Yeah.
But I mean, initially you said that you did make them.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was so fascinated already for me, just the fact of why you would choose it. First of all, I mean, we extensively both spoke about the passion for saving the environment and being a little bit more conscious about the waste that we are creating. And that's the one benefit of it. But of course, there is this huge, big cost implication as well, because you are using, and I mean, I think that figure that you were talking about, 30,000, I think is also conservative. If I just think of like the amount of, also how quickly you could just, you know, by accident you make a mistake or it breaks the tab or something, and amount of nappies that break and nonsense like that as well, especially in the middle of the night, and you just chuck it and you take another one and you're
that figure doesn't also take into account all the bum cream and the wet wipes, which you need the cream for the rashes because nappies cause rashes, the disposable nappies, and then all the wet wipes because you use about 500 to clean a poo.
Yeah, but then does that then mean that if you're using a cloth nappy that you don't need to use bum cream?
No, you don't need to use bum cream. Not for nappies. Cloth nappies don't cause nappy rashes.
That is so interesting, because I would have thought, in my head, I would have thought the opposite, because I would see this disposable, and I'm not going to name the brand, but this, you know that ad where they have the disposable and then they have all this water, this jug of water that they put in, and then they take a tissue and touch it and it's all dry?
Yeah, but you've just pointed out such an interesting fact, and like that is the problem with advertising, is that they've, you know what they've done is that they've made us think that a baby needs to have a dry nappy, and babies do not need to have dryness. Wetness does not cause a problem. The only time a wet nappy causes a problem if it's been left on for too long and if the nappy is too wet. But that's easily solved by adding things called boosters, which are layers, adding a liner. We now have got fancy things called fleece liners that keep the bum dry. So yeah, the disposable nappy companies have made us think that there's a reason that we can't use a cloth nappy because it's wet. Whereas, I mean, remember the days before disposable nappies, everybody had wet nappies. Nobody grew funny. Nobody slept, had difficulty sleeping. No, you know what I mean? It wasn't a problem.
but now it's
a mainstream product. So
yeah. But I mean, that's also for me one of the reasons why I definitely didn't even remotely do enough. I was solidly sucked into the disposable nappy thing, and it was completely, I didn't even, to be honest, think about it properly.
Yeah.
But also then when someone did mention it to me, like a cloth nappy, in my head, I was like, because I remember my son also when we were potty training. I mean, honestly, when he pooped in his underwear, sometimes I wanted to throw the underwear away.
Yeah, of course. but the underwear is not a nappy, and the underwear, you have to pull it down the leg. So, oh my word, it's just impossible. A cloth nappy, you don't pull the cloth nappy down over the leg. You open it up and you clean it. It's very
easy. I mean, that's like kind of the perception that I think lots of people have is that, oh my word, this is so gross. And whatever. But I mean, in the same breath, just saying that, I mean, I always say there is not, I mean, when someone throws up now, I have like no, it doesn't do anything to me because I've had two children. My level of gross tolerance is next level.
Exactly. And I think that's, you've touched on a very important point. I think that's it. You know, before, as you know, you've had children. Before you have a baby, it's gross. It's like, oh my word, I'll just never do it. And then you have this baby and this baby throws up and poos and you need to clean it. And it's not such a big deal. It's not a big deal.
That's what I'm saying. I think then you start overthinking it. So tell me, how does it then work? What do you need when you're having a cloth? How does it work, the cloth nappy?
So it all depends on the age of your baby. And you have to buy two sets of cloth nappies. You can't interchange. It's much like clothing. I mean, you wouldn't put a 6 to 12 month baby grow on a newborn. It's just not going to work. So newborns are very small. So we have a newborn system where we have a nappy and a waterproof cover. Okay. When you change, you take the nappy off. You rinse it under a tap, literally, and then you store it in a basket, an open basket, not a sealed up basket. Disposables are stored in a sealed up basket because they stink.
Yeah.
Cloth nappies don't smell. They don't have that chemical smell. So you store them. You change the nappy exactly as you would a disposable. It's no different every 2 to 3 hours. So that's exactly the same. The only difference is that you wash them. And then once you get to about 3-4 months old, your baby then needs the bigger size. And that bigger size will fit all the way to potty training. The nappies are adjustable. They have buttons on them so you can open them up and they get bigger. And the cleaning of the poo, we've got, things have come so far. Our fabrics clean so easily. The machine does most of the work. And in the actual cleaning of a number two, you can do two things. You can actually now buy biodegradable liners from a place like Dis-Chem, where you just peel the liner off and you literally throw that away. So it's no different than rolling up a disposable and throwing that in the bin. Or you could actually connect a little handheld bidet sprayer to your toilet, which is very affordable, very easy. And you literally just spray the nappy off into the toilet and then you store that for washing. And what a lot of people don't realize is if you look on your disposable nappy packet, it asks you to knock the solids off into the toilet before throwing it away. And nobody does that. Nobody does that. So imagine if the whole world actually did that. I wonder if they would be as grossed out by cleaning a cloth nappy, because we're supposed to be doing that anyway, but nobody does it.
Yeah. No, for sure not. But again, also now, that's the funny thing. Like I said, in the end, you have this idea of that it's not going to be so much grosser. But in the end, you're wiping your child's butt.
Yep.
And I remember very distinctly once that I was busy changing a nappy and I got pooed on.
Yep.
Why?
Yeah, exactly.
Changing a nappy. Yeah. So at the end of the day, we are thinking of it like, oh, now I have to touch it and whatever. You're touching it anyway.
Yeah.
And in some ways you don't. And I mean, like I said, you get all these liners now that you can put in and that you can create to help make it even, I guess, less gross is the word that I'm looking for. But in the same breath, like I said, I think you get over it so quickly. And I mean, you said also now for different, because I also feel like in the beginning with newborns, the poop is not the same as with solids as well. It's a very different kind of, it's more like a liquidy.
Yeah, odor-free. Yeah, breast milk poo.
Very different as well, the poo, what it is. And I mean, again, also, if I just think of just when they fart and then you're changing the nappy. Type of thing, and how much waste that you're creating from this type of thing, like could actually just easily take that liner then off and then probably use the same nappy again with a liner in it, because it was literally just a little bit. But if it's a disposable nappy, you can't do that. So there's lots of, I'm like starting to think I missed out on a whole like type of thing here.
and you know what? The thing is, you know what a lot of people don't realize until they're thick into their newborn baby days of using disposables. And almost every mom listening to this can nod their head. Disposable nappies leak. The poo goes everywhere. It goes out the back. It goes out the side. And you know what's fascinating is that a lot of people, they're prepared to clean to clean that up, which is an absolute, it's a state. I mean, you have to peel a baby grow off. You have to, there's poo everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you have to actually wash your baby. Whereas with a cloth nappy, you will never ever get that with a cloth nappy. A cloth nappy.
Why is that? Why would you never have that with a cloth nappy?
Because a cloth nappy fits on a baby. There's little bits of elastic. There's a cover. Everything is just contained within, you know, disposable. If you look at the little legs made of that rubbish elastic, that's not going to contain anything. It's a single use cheap plastic piece of rubbish that we buy over and over again, and all you get is the same result. You can use it once. You it's costing these days about R4 a poo. That's what it costs. It costs R4 a nappy. R4. It goes in the bin and it leaks. Some people are using two nappies at night, two Pampers or two whatever it is, to try and stop the leaks. And you switch over to cloth nappies and you never have any of those problems again. And people think cloth nappies are inconvenient. Disposables are inconvenient. You have to buy them all the time and they don't work. Yet we carry on buying them.
Because you now mentioned earlier, like just with like a disposable nappy, that you are you're changing it every 2 to 3 hours. Mm. Is that the same? Because I do feel like if a baby is peeing at night in a disposable, you can go quite a long time without, if it's not a poo nappy and just a pee, you could go longer. Is that the case
from about, I think it's usually about 10 to 12 weeks old, you start to leave your baby in one nappy all night. So we have a night cloth nappy. It's a nappy designed for nights. It's exactly the same.
The disposables have these premium packages.
Yeah, you know why? Because they leak. Because they're rubbish.
So you need to pay more money so that you can have more leak. And I all of these things resonate with me. The explosion of poop, and I mean more than one time.
Yeah, all the time.
Definitely had that. Definitely had leaking nappies that I for sure had, and it was so frustrating. Then you're thinking, what do you call it, changing the nappy, and you think you have to get a bigger one, and then it's not working.
No.
You can't figure out how it's happening. No. And you're thinking, what are you doing wrong? You're changing your brand, trying to see if that's going to help. And in the end, apparently the answer was right in front of me.
Yeah.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. If you've missed the show thus far, don't worry. As always, remember, it is available as a podcast afterwards on our website, chaifm.com. You can also access all of our information on our Chai FM app. If you haven't got it yet, download it now, because then you can listen to us live on the app and you can easily contact us. If you have any questions for my guest today, founder of Pukaloki, which is actually cloth nappies, is Karen van Vieren. So if you have any questions, like if you want to know how, I mean, she's really explained how it works and whatever, and how much more better it is, because we think often, if you think about cloth nappies, you often think, oh, it's going to be so much more work and so much more grosser. And I think she's kind of covered that already. But if you have any questions, as always, you are more than welcome to WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019. You can ask our questions or give us input as well. If you've used cloth nappies, if you're a grandma, and you use like those original white cloth nappies, please send us like a little funny story about your, my mom always tells me about, she just remembers that if she hung it on the washing line, then it had to be completely white. If there was any stains on it, it was a sign of a bad mother. And I'm like, the pressure.
My word.
It's horrible. Like, that's your standard of good mothering, whether your diapers are white. And that's also, I mean, that is for me the biggest mystery of parenthood. It's like, why the hell do they make everything white? Mm. Why is it not yellow? Everything that comes out of a baby is yellow. Everything should be yellow. That is the color of choice. Let me see. I think we did get like, we had two comments. As Carol mentions, she, just for your information, I still buy the toweling nappies, she said. When my children were babies, we had nappy service called the Stork Nappy Service. I love that. See now, see, there's a business opportunity. It was amazing. Always fresh, white, clean nappies delivered every week, and the dirty ones were collected. I never, ever washed a nappy. See, Carol, that's the way to do it. I like, that's upping your game. A service, I mean, that was also a clever business idea. Look at these people looking for that. So maybe there's your next one. Hi, Karen, that you should go pick up all the
maybe a warehouse full of washing machines.
You can have a laundromat cloth nappy service. Love it. Thank you, Carol, so much for sharing that. That is really epic. So, I mean, Karen, you've already kind of mentioned a lot of this as well, that in some ways our perception of cloth nappies is obviously that it's more work and it's a lot more. But if you really think about it, also, I think it's like anything. I mean, I remember the first time I had to change my son or my daughter's nappy, how I was petrified by the idea. And I didn't know. It took me like a lot longer the first two times. And thereafter, it's like you are a machine because you do it so often. Within one day, you're an expert. And I assume it's the same with that.
Yeah.
All these little habits that you have just become kind of second nature. So it might initially be like, oh my word, what am I doing? But within one or two days, you're like, done, 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 done.
Yeah. No, that's exactly the same as cloth nappies. I think sadly, actually, I think that's one of the things that we probably face the most with cloth nappies is first-time moms feel like they're not going to manage it because there's still this idea that it's difficult. And this is what we work really hard at in our marketing and advertising, and we have support groups and we have a WhatsApp line to support moms is because of that very thing. And, you know, there's the only way you'll ever realize how easy a cloth nappy really is by having a baby at the end of the day. And we work very hard at trying to get parents to understand that, you know, breastfeeding is more difficult than using cloth nappies. And it is. You know, learning to breastfeed is completely overlooked, for example, when moms are pregnant. It's not even something you get told to read about. Whereas there is so much research that goes into using a cloth nappy, and there doesn't really need to be. It's very, 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 very simple. It's no different to putting on a disposable. Yes, it's a little bit different, but it's not something that you're not going to manage. It's just a nappy. Put the nappy on, let it serve its purpose. Yeah, the fit might take a few days, but the more you use your cloth nappies, like you said, you just get so good at it so quickly, but you just have to start using them. And once you start using them, you realize how easy it actually really is.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. It's brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
And just like that, if you've only just joined me, our show is almost to an end. And we had a really, really great like learning opportunity, I feel, today to talk about cloth nappies and the many benefits there are to having cloth nappies. Karen, before you go, I just wanted to kind of reiterate and ask you the question because you did mention that you need two sets. What does that mean? Do you need like two cloth? What is a set? That sounds very complicated.
No, it's not complicated. So we actually sell our cloth nappies in sets. So it's very convenient. If you go to the website, you can have a look. So you need to decide. First, you need to decide whether you want to use cloth nappies full time, meaning no disposables, or part time. And then you buy a set according. If you do want to start from birth, you would buy a newborn set, which will probably fit for about 3 to 4 months, maybe even 5 months. It really depends. Babies are very different.
Yeah.
And then once your baby reaches about 6.5 to 7 kilos, you then need your last set of nappies. And a set of nappies is between 25 and 30 nappies and about 8 nappy covers. And then it comes with things like boosters and liners, the little fastener to close the nappy, reusable cloth wipes and liners and things like that. But in essence, you need two sets. You don't have to buy it all together. Buy one set at a time. And we also have payment plans where you can buy your nappies, get your nappies up front, and then you can pay over 3 months, which is like
That is fantastic. Yeah. So where can people find you, Karen?
So we have a website at pukaluki.co.za. We've worked very hard on our website. We've got lovely videos, and obviously there's the shop online where you can browse our nappies. We're also on Instagram and obviously Facebook and TikTok.
Oh, fantastic. You guys can go check out because I feel that that's also the benefit of the cloth nappy. Like you said, it's like WhatsApp groups and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
I wish I had a support system
for my
nappy changing. I think it would have made so much things a little bit easier because it's such a silly thing that can be so, like you said, I mean, just the way you kind of talk about it makes me feel like so confident.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like that in the beginning.
No, you don't as a new mom. Sure. Yeah, but we offer support literally from birth to potty, even over weekends. You just pop us a picture. We'll tell you what to do, if it's wrong, if it's right, how to get it better. And it's really helpful for new parents.
And great. Thank you so much, Karen.
Pleasure.
It was really
Thank
such
you.
A lack of talk, and I learned so much. And I hope we educated a lot of people today.
Me too.
To go and switch to cloth.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Have a good day.